The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Thank you very much to Paul Davis Restoration for sponsoring Share Funny. Bringing it. Bringing it. So Paul Davis Restoration will be there for you when you need them in the time of a disaster. For example, if something comes along, like let's say, big, giant, flying dinosaurs come back to Earth and they swoop down and they take the roof off your house. And when the roof comes off your house, then a big old Tyrannosaurus Rex comes along and then spits fire into your living room and smokes it all up and burns the carpet and the walls and stuff. That's when Paul Davis Restoration will come in, clean everything up, and restore it to the pre-dinosaur attack days. Right? So all you got to do is go to acetj.com/Paul Davis to get them over after the dinosaurs are gone. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Alexis is doing some of the spearheading of a tech project here, and Riggins and Rob have let her take the reins down in Africa. How are we doing on that? Is this problem getting solved? How close are we to solving this problem, this technical problem? Tech D Alexis?
Yeah, don't give me a different name.
Well, if Rob can't handle this, he may not need to be the technical director. We might need to make you the technical director.
Yeah. I think we should do that, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so you you can go in and start editing things and uploading them to the affiliates and all that. If you get this TV thing straightened out, we'll know you're qualified for all of that. Right, Rob?
Right. I'm ready.
Because, you know, he's down in his old back. I mean, who knows when he's going to have to, you know, get surgery or something.
I think I would do a good job at being Tech D Alexis.
Yeah, we know you think so.
Yeah. What have we discussed that you don't think you'd be good at?
Yeah, you think you'd be the best at whatever comes up.
Yeah.
Which, you know, a lot of people say they love that confidence.
Aim for the stars.
Mm-hmm.
Aim for the moon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shoot for the stars.
Shoot for the moon.
Shoot for other universes and galaxies.
Higher? Which one's higher in stars or moon?
The moon. <I don't know. laughs> Which is further, the moon or the stars? I really don't know. I don't know who this man is.
The stars are farther away than the moon.
I don't know. I just got here.
I just got here. The moon is further than the stars?
I think so, yeah.
Really? Is the moon...
No. The stars are further than the moon.
The stars are further than the moon.
See, I knew what I was talking about. You guys are always doubting me. Mm. Always. 24/7.
He just said he didn't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, you know how many times a day you say, yeah, but still? Which means you're right, but I'm still going to... make it seem like you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
And? Yeah, but still.
So when are you going out with this Vietnamese muscle guy that you talked about on the regular show today? When are y'all meeting for pho?
I mean, it depends on when I find my ID, if I find it or not.
Oh, does it really? So
yeah.
if you don't find your ID, then the deal was if you find it, you got to take him out for pho. If you don't find it, he's got to take you out
right.
for pho. But how do you know whether you find it or not?
I mean, I guess I'm going to give myself a time frame. He said a week. He okay. said give it a week.
All right. So okay. then you're going out with him either way, right? Isn't that what you're saying?
I don't know yet. You're asking okay. me too many questions. Well, that's a lot of pressure.
But you jumped out and started talking about it, and then him, and then some British guy
I know,
was coming
in. I haven't decided if all of this is going to happen.
You run around
man.
Yelling, hot girl summer is on. I got so many dates.
I do have dates. I haven't like confirmed them yet, though. I just have offers.
British
the British guy
coming
is definitely going to happen.
He talked like... British people, or has he got an American accent? Because his dad's from U.S. America, right?
He talks like British people.
Oh.
He was born and raised there.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm. Hello, love.
Well, does his dad talk like that? Or no. Does his dad live over there? Is his dad still over here?
His dad okay. lives here.
All right. But he still chooses to talk like the British.
Well, he grew up there.
Okay,
that's where
I'm
he lives.
Saying,
he doesn't choose it.
But he chose his mom's accent over his dad's. Right?
I mean, he was born there, so I don't think he had choice.
Well, my wife was born in Indiana. If she talked like she was from Indiana, y'all wouldn't even know her.
That's an interesting question, though. Do you choose? I mean, you don't really choose an accent. You just kind of start.
No, you learn to talk by mimicking right, the people that teach you how
to
talk.
But that's interesting, though. He, in his home, he heard two different accents. Mm-hmm.
Did he? His dad was here, and he was raised mm-hmm. by his mom.
Yeah.
In Great Britain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
So he never really grew up with his dad.
He's never grown up here in the U.S.
Right, but he knows growing up in England that U.S. is way better, and he should have chosen to have his dad's accent.
Yeah. Mm.
If he has American blood running through his British veins, and he needs to talk like his dad.
Right. I would rather mm-hmm. he talk how he talks right now. That's the whole reason why.
Yeah, because you hate America. That's
no.
why. You little liberal ass, America hating.
It's because I love
that's
the accent.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
What does he do for a living?
He's a personal trainer.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's probably fit.
Oh, very.
Mm-hmm.
Jolly good.
Does he know?
One more. One
does
more.
He know that you're all smitten over a Vietnamese muscle guy?
Over
a British muscle guy?
I'm not smitten yet.
Then what is your poor cat going to think? You've already told her that she's your soulmate. Now you say this British guy's your soulmate.
Yeah.
Now that's true.
Can you have more than one soulmate?
Of course, because one is a pet soulmate. The other one is a love soulmate.
And who makes these rules?
Your
but
vibes.
I guess if you believe in soulmates to begin with, you can make up whatever rules that you want.
I live by my own rules.
Concept. I know.
Yeah, live by my own. We know.
I don't have to follow anybody else's rules.
We know.
Sir, sister.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't follow anybody else's rules?
Nope.
Okay.
Bad bitches do what they want.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Okay, say it one more time, Riggins.
Bad bitches do what they want.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like you're following Cardi B's rules there. So you do follow some people's rules.
That's Nikki. She goes.
I thought that was Cardi B that made that pop.
No, she says.
Oh, so that's
there's
not
a
same.
Difference.
Yeah, there's
not
a
the
difference.
All right. Are you just not listening?
I get it.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I get it. If one's different than the other, the slightest little difference is. I mean, I'm not joking. If one's one, one's the other, I want to go with what's right as far as a mimic.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So Nikki's is what?
Yeah, like.
Like that?
Yeah, like a purr, almost like.
But it's not a high pitch. Oh, it does get into the high pitch.
Yeah, she can do either or.
Okay, so let me mm-hmm. check. So, or. So Nikki's is easier to do than Cardi B's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you ever met a an Hispanic person that can't roll their R's?
Yes.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
Do they have to go to speech therapy and all to fix that, since there are so many rolling R's in Spanish language?
They just say things wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
See, because, you know, like an English kid, when they realize it's having trouble pronouncing words and all in English, they go to speech therapy and stuff to learn how to to learn how to say the letters that they're not able to pronounce. So they don't do that in the Spanish speaking culture.
They just say it wrong.
Right,
just say how you want. Whatever, we'll get it. We'll understand.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of hard for people to do. Roll their R's.
But not. It's so. Isn't it so uncommon among Spanish speaking people though? Because there's so many words in the Spanish language that require an R rolling.
Yeah, but if you were probably raised here, and I think it's different because my brother couldn't roll his R's.
I'm talking about this.
Oh, like Spanish from like the country.
Yeah, that's your number one. Your first language is Spanish.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever met someone that couldn't roll their R's.
Do you think it's a thing in U.S. America where there's something that that is contagious, like that little speech problems can be contagious, and that's why we only have them in America?
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think it is?
I don't think so. I could be wrong, though. I don't know.
No, because they have a word for like speech problems. Let me make sure that I say it right before I offend anybody.
In Spanish,
there's
a Spanish word for it?
Okay, so someone that stutters, they call him tartamudo.
Tartamudo?
That means stutterer?
Yeah, like a stutterer. And that's like a speech impediment.
Okay, what's the verb form of that?
I don't know.
The verb is an action word.
I know that. So stuttering would be the...
The verb, yeah. Stutters is the verb.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That doesn't sound right, but yeah.
So you don't just throw different parts of speech around.
Yeah, we just say what we feel like saying and just whatever we want.
Oh, okay.
There's like no rules or anything like that.
Right. Every Spanish-speaking person is like, oh, my God, shut up. Like,
what the hell? There are no rules. Just say whatever you want.
Yeah. El quieto. Yeah, we just accept whatever.
You know, it's just...
We don't follow any rules.
We don't. Mm. Do what you want. Live your life. Be happy.
All right. Is there a? Is there going to be like a pool that we're betting as to whether or not Alexis is going to be able to solve the technical problem that we're having?
I already solved it.
You did? No. It's solved?
Mm-hmm.
Solved.
No way. Okay. Well, then, so put those logo things up on these TVs that are supposed to be logos, and then you still operate your one in the middle, Regis. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
If the problem is
I have to turn on the TV so I can do it.
Where the room is?
I can do it from Regan's phone.
Oh, so you put it on Regan's phone.
Yep.
Okay. So
you had to set up a new, like an Amazon account to do this?
Yeah.
You set up a new one?
Yeah.
Or you use an existing one?
No, I couldn't use an existing one, so I set up one for the show.
So now we're having to pay an Amazon subscription for the show.
It's free.
Okay. Well, a Prime, I like that.
Prime costs.
What?
Prime costs. Like, not regular.
Rob always have to talk about stuff.
Okay. Blow that Amazon Prime shit up. I'm about to
get out, order some shit.
Inflatable hot tub.
Woo, I got inflatables for the pool. I need some tanning oil. What else? What else you want, Riggins?
A box of kiwis, some dumb shit.
We just all need to know how to do it so we can all set the TVs when we come in here to record our other stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Let's do it one step at a time. Okay. Let me just get the TVs working.
Let me have this win for a second.
Right, exactly. Where you're like, okay, but now we need this and this and this.
I mean, it's not a win yet. We're almost there.
We're better than we were before.
I'm not saying that. I got faith in it.
Yeah,
it's like you guys are very, very quick to kill a dream.
I haven't said anything.
Nobody's killing a dream. I'm making a point. We still needed to do other things. That's a full win. And I actually was in the process of saying we're gaining on it, trying to give you a compliment, but you had to be so quick to jump in and bitch.
Well, I mean, the way that your tone of voice is, doesn't seem like you're very grateful.
Well, I'm not right now. Right.
Doesn't sound like it if you ask me.
Because I was trying to be grateful and you just interrupted me griping at me.
Let me be grateful.
Exactly.
You better take my gratefulness.
Listen, dumbass.
I'm just pointing out we have more to do. Let's keep gaining on it here.
Let me be appreciative before you start pissing me off again. Oh, so it's not fixed, right? That's what we're saying.
It's going to be fixed.
I'm out of this one.
And I can't believe Riggins is just letting you have his phone over there.
I've been watching her like a hawk. At one point, she was in my browser. I'm like, oh, shit. There might be tabs open with God knows what.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If you think you are hiding internet activity by using incognito mode or something like that, you are tragically mistaken. It does not matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited, and they sell that information. That's how you get targeted for ads and that type of thing. That's why you never go online without using ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies, and ExpressVPN keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available, and it's available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/ACETJ, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ, expressvpn.com/ACETJ.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Hey, it's Ace, and I've got a very good friend that recently lost 36 pounds with Noom weight, and he was telling me about how excited he was about it and how great it was a while back. And then I recently heard about Noom Mood, and I got just as excited because it can be stressful trying to tackle your stress. I know that sounds weird to say, but Noom has a team of dedicated coaches that you can work with that have a support system helping you on your journey. It's accessible, convenient, and it's only 10 minutes a day. That was my, this is going to be a long, drawn-out thing. No, accessible, convenient, just 10 minutes a day. It's got kind of a daily curriculum that holds your hand. You can use it whenever and wherever. And as experts in behavior change, Noom has helped millions of people through their weight loss program. Now they can help you tackle your stress. They're helping me. They can help you worry less, feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/ACETJ. That's Noom.com/ACETJ. Noom.com/ACETJ.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
All right. Now she's up running around the studio.
She got up on everybody behind me, though.
Everybody's nerves. Make me nervous.
So far, so good.
She still got your phone, Riggins?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. She's going to send that to the paper.
All right.
She's going to look at this. Look at this.
I got some shit on there.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Remind me tomorrow.
Looking with his looking ass.
Is it tomorrow before the show or whatever? We got to move my microphone needs to be moved to the other side, and then the camera needs to be moved to this side. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yeah.
Camera's got to go here. Mic's got to go here.
I think you need to swap. Draw them. A diagram.
I'm not completely clear.
Yeah.
You got a PowerPoint you can show?
PowerPoint at your ass, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I keep forgetting.
Until you can stand up straight, Rob, I'd shut the F up.
I keep forgetting to shut Rob's door in there to block all of that sunlight coming up in here when we're doing camera things. But I kind of like it, though, the way the lights are when it's just like natural light beaming in from one side of the room and then big TV lights coming down from the ceilings and then lights hitting us in the face. And I was watching a little clip from TJ and Jody's house.
Yeah.
Do you know how long I have been trying to get that jaundice look?
I was literally just about to say that. I was watching the daily video yesterday and I thought, man, this is funny. And I went in and showed him, like, this is good stuff. This is really funny stuff. Look how jaundiced I look.
Yellow.
Yeah. Because when I'm pale, yellow. I look yellow as hell. Because the lights are yellow.
But I think that video was taken before we had the curtains blocking out some of the natural light coming in. But I don't know. This isn't a room that was built for this kind of thing, and so it's hard to get the lights right on it.
I think I also had that yellowish hued light on my face blinding me during that as well.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got some action. She's got him up, right?
I got him up.
All right.
How would I control this?
So this one, you go to a remote, and then it's I have all the TVs. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like that.
All right, so it's gonna be Ace and TJ's TV that is gonna control that TV. 9636.
I'm gonna be beaming some shit up in here.
Yeah. I know. Don't beam stuff by accident.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I'm about to sabotage this whole thing.
So you go to Ace and TJ's TV, and it will connect that one. There you go. They all have different names now, so you can control all of them however you would like. Thank you, and you're welcome.
Ace TJ TV, TJ's TV, and then Ace's shit cam. What is that supposed to mean?
So now, what do we need to download so we can load them up on ours when we're here doing our filming our other stuff?
Fire Stick, the Fire Stick remote app.
Okay.
Yeah, TJ can't get apps.
Yeah, I can't get apps.
So yeah, guys, I know some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
And I've been telling you guys that to do this since we had these TVs since last week, and no one wanted to listen to me. It's like I was talking to nobody. No one would even acknowledge what I was saying.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know what you were saying.
Sorry.
Yeah. Which one? I thought you were saying we need to get fire
the
sticks.
Second one.
Fire the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cancel.
That's what they call my penis.
Fire stick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, nice work, Alexis.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice work.
So, hey, maybe don't doubt me all the time.
Yeah. Sure. And hey, way to do it with grace.
Well, you guys,
in her defense,
right?
I never doubt it. I didn't say a word. No, I'm not involved in any of the technical discussions or anything.
A little bit of a tough room. Yeah. And I didn't doubt anything. I was just making a point. We had other, I needed other stuff to do. We've been good so far.
But I'm talking about all last week, I kept saying, this is what we need to do. You need to download the app. We need to download the app. And no one listened to me. It was like I was talking to nobody.
But if you're telling me about tech stuff, then you are talking to nobody. I don't know anything about it.
It's like I didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything.
It's like, all right, fine then. Don't listen to me.
Yeah, I didn't know what you're talking. I was like, okay, that's fine. Whatever y'all need to do, get it done.
Okay, wait a minute. This is a thing with me. What do y'all think about this? When somebody does something and it is something they've done for you or to help you or whatever, and they wait like 5 seconds at the most, and then they say, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Do you then have to go back and say, no, well, thank you, thank you? I don't. I'm like, all right, well, you don't give me time to say thank you, so now you got me. You're just trying to make me feel awkward, and
I always
and
do
it's been just off-putting.
Yeah, I do, and I say that to even when it's Alexis. Right. Well, the only person that ever does that to me is Alexis.
I've never done that. Yeah, once. That's the first time I've ever.
I've never done that, but besides now,
I hear it all the time. But what I think my response would be is. You know, just kind of subtly say, you didn't give me time, damn.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
I was just about to, but not now.
Because if somebody does something, they go, all right, well, I did this. And then you look at it for a second and you go, oh, okay. And you try and figure it out. And you go, you're welcome. I'm not exactly sure what transpired. I was going to get to the thank you part once I looked and saw what all you had done here.
But not no more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not just in Alexis's case here. It just reminded me that when people do that, people do it a lot. Mm-hmm. Or they'll use you're welcome as a punchline, you know.
Yeah.
Like they'll say something that they think is funny, and then they'll go, you're welcome. Like, okay. I don't mind that as much as, you know, because they're not really expecting a thank you, but it's just more of a, you know, overplayed attempt at jokery.
Sure. Understood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are we sure we want Ace to connect his phone to the TV?
I know. Like, I don't know.
All of a sudden, we're looking at old balls.
Ew.
I'm rocking
up. I definitely didn't set this up so I can look at your old balls. No,
you know what?
You guys want to see this from 1984?
Right, that's what we're going to be seeing in wrestling.
Guys, watch
wrestling
this.
Videos.
Look at this son of a bitch
right here. Look. Oh!
Straight to hell.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Ooh, Alexis is in the bathroom. I got three words for it. Titties, titties, titties. Look. look.
I'm like, get it down quick.
Yuck. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have told him how to do it.
We're going to walk in.
Who's that TV?
Then we're going to walk in and all three of them are going to be on three different kinds of porn.
Yeah. It's going to be like that scene from 40-Year-Old Virgin.
It'll be like a porn psychedelic scene. Mm-hmm. He's just coming at him from all directions.
Yeah, I still need to learn. This is the main one I need to learn how to control.
Yeah, so that one is called My TV,
Okay.
You got to click the different ones so that you can, like, control the different TVs.
My TV or Alexis's TV? Like, meaning you're saying that
my,
as you...
No, like, as in my TV.
Okay.
Mm. Oh.
And then I try TJ's.
Control. Okay.
Don't nobody need control of mine but me.
Well... You don't even have the app. How are you going to control it?
Well, that's how I'm controlling it.
Yeah. His TV's never going to move.
Because I turn around and somebody would have put a picture up behind me of like a cartoon character holding a big deer.
Yeah.
Got it.
Big old penis.
Hey.
Damn, that's what I was going to do.
Ooh. Oh, God.
There we go.
Hmm. He just put a promo picture of me up with my cooking show logo. It looks like that's more of an eating show than a cooking show.
Stop it. What
the hell are you cooking?
Oh, shit.
Oh, it might be good.
You must be cooking lard every week.
Yeah.
It's fat back again. We didn't see this episode. He cooks all the fat back and then eats it.
It's okay. So now we just need to adjust the cameras, and we're finally good to go.
Cooking with whale blubber.
All right, Riggins, can you throw something up on this TV and see if it works?
I can try.
Like if you were doing Now Trending and wanted to show us something that was trending?
Which one?
That one is Ace TJ TV.
Ace TJ TV.
Mm. Look at him having to ask Alexis.
Are
you going to be able to do it quickly enough like you do now in the conversations on the air, or is it going to be a little bit more difficult?
No, because you can keep it on.
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to take some getting used to, but I don't see any other way to
Tell Rob that tell Todd that I figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably listening.
I will. I'll text him right now and say, hey, Alexis figured it out. She gets full credit for this.
Not him.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that since she's got to be so haughty about it.
I'm not haughty about it. Let me just have my moment because I never get moments.
There's a difference in having a moment and taking a moment. You trying to take a moment.
No, I'm just enjoying every part and bit of it.
We would have given you credit for that. You know, you didn't have to get all sassy about it.
I can't win for shit. I can't win for shit in this room. Try to bring in coffee to do something nice, and I get told how American coffee is way better every single day.
Well, you know what the joke about that is, though, that you never. That
yes,
you never
I know got? Because it's made in America. I know.
No, that's not the joke. The joke is that no coffee is American. It's all Colombian or something. It comes from
Well, that's
like Folgers is fresh Colombian coffee.
I never knew that.
Remember the old Juan Valdez commercial where he's going through picking the coffee beans and it's like, this is the freshest coffee or whatever? It's like saying, you know, if I'm going to have to eat something cold, I'm going to eat something American, like spaghetti. Which is not American.
I would have gone with SpaghettiOs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or when I brought my mom's book to share with you guys and share this amazing, you know, part of my life, and TJ, you threw it in the trash can.
That was really funny, though. Come on. Did you remember that? Okay. That was very funny.
Or today when I came in with new merch that I put the effort in, you guys like, we can't even read it. So I don't know what you guys want me to do.
I don't even remember that.
There's a pattern developing here. None of this has to do anything to do with me.
Well,
yeah, you said something about people don't read cursive anymore. You did say that.
Did I?
About the shirt.
And when I showed you the stickers the other day, you didn't even say anything. You looked at it and you're like, and then you just put them down. So
I was making comment about the shirt that you were wearing as a, you know, fitting an American Girl doll. I couldn't read it because it's
stretched a little over my hoo-haws. Well, I'm going to order a bigger size.
No, it's not, it wasn't even that.
It's all one size. We only got one size.
One size fits all.
One size. And my whole thing about a shirt was it's just an old school way of thinking. If that I see it says Ace and TJ, but how does that promote us? Do people know what that is? Does it promote a web? You know, is that what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's all. That's my thing. But if it works, it works. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Nice try, Alexis.
No, I suck. I should just stop trying. I suck at everything.
I like the T-shirt. I think it's cool.
The only thing that is
and I'm
shit.
Just you know I'm just guessing that all stoners think that would be.
I thought the T-shirt itself was very cool.
I thought it's cute. We love hot dogs. Cute. We're always talking about them.
It's cute.
Yeah, we talk about hot dogs every day.
We do, pretty much.
Yeah, we talk about corn dogs today. Same thing.
Glizzies.
Hmm. So, yeah, I like the shirt. I think women are going to like those.
I bring in candles. You guys say they smell like shit.
Well, they do.
Well,
I said that one. I said it's not sure.
That one candle I think collectively we didn't feel was the best smell.
All I'm saying is I try.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
That's admirable.
And that's all I can do. Mm-hmm. Is just try.
We tell you all the time that you do a good job on things.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Like you come in saying that you made a contact with some business and you're going to do this and do that. Where I would say, great, that's awesome, good job. Do we not
That's very
do
true.
Do we not?
Mm-hmm. Are you selling yourself to? I mean, just.
No, I'm just saying to her, yeah, you know we do. Oh. You act like we're so mean. Because we and didn't say thank you in 5 seconds when you fixed the TV situation.
Oh, Lord. I'm gonna take what I can get. So you know what? I appreciate it. Thank you guys. Yeah. I feel the love.
Great job.
Thank you.
You're gonna take what you can take. That's what you're gonna do.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
All right, well, we're all back in harmony.
Are we?
Yeah.
Have we ever been in harmony?
So, Riggins, if I send you a link to a story that has a video in it, can you play it on the TV now like you normally do?
Yeah.
Right now? Because I want to send you this.
Okay. Do you want to do it tomorrow then?
No. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I ain't be here. Because I just want to show y'all this couple from a story we did earlier in the show that where the people do a vlog, they ride around and they have a dash cam and they put the stuff up on their vlog that they see.
Yeah.
And
while he's
sent to you. So then when you get that, you pull it up there. Just I want to see what this couple looks like, and they do look like a team of investigative reporters, like you would see on, you know, 2020 or okay. Or NBC, one of the big investigative journalists. You know, very professional looking. And what they did was they were driving around. They saw a guy hitting golf balls on the side of the interstate, and they thought that was so weird to see that. And then the TV station ended up doing a feature story on the fact that they saw a guy hitting golf balls by the interstate.
I can see,
where that's a big story, but
I don't either. But I can see where just seeing someone swinging a golf club on the side of the road would freak you out for a second. Like, you just got to stop and, like,
right,
where's he hitting that ball? But then after that, it's like, oh, okay, he's hitting him in the woods.
Here's my question, Ace. As a journalism major, do you think once you see this pic, it didn't come through?
Did you email it to me?
I emailed it to you. I want you to look at the picture of this couple and see if the news station wanted to cover this story just to be able to show this couple, and that is the part of the story that needs to be seen, not the part of the story about the guy hitting the golf balls. You didn't get it yet?
Yeah, I got it.
Because it says sent. Because I'm thinking that they didn't really care about the guy. Care about the guy who was hitting the golf balls. They want this couple right here. Yeah. They want the story from them.
Yeah, he seemed very animated.
They go back to the
you're right.
To the beginning. And they both look like, look at that. Look at them.
Why is she sitting on a four-wheeler while they're being interviewed?
Because I'm guessing she can't get off of it.
Yeah.
And the sound is off on the TV, but you can hear that four-wheeler screaming in pain.
Yeah. And I feel like in his description, when he swings his arms, somehow he's saying, whoop-ow.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay.
Like what? Seriously.
So they want is this couple describing it.
You're right.
They just want to show this couple. They don't care about this guy off on the side of the road hitting golf balls. They want this couple.
Yeah.
I don't even think that the woman on the four wheeler even knows what's going on. She's been staring in the same spot off in the distance through the entire interview.
I was thinking, look at that.
I question if she knows what day it is.
I was wondering, I'm like, she doesn't even look at me. She doesn't even know what's going on.
She's not looking at the camera. She's not looking at him. She's just kind of looking,
She seems content to just be sitting there, though.
Yeah.
Now, Riggins, if you'll let it play, go toward the end of it, and you'll see them right off in the distance on the four-wheeler.
Get out.
And then he just bails off of it, like he falls off the back of the four-wheeler. She's driving. He jumps on the back. They both can't fit on the seat, so he's standing on the four-wheeler. Yeah. It went too far. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what. Maybe it's not at the end of the story, but.
And they actually show them riding off.
Yeah. Riding off on it. Because, you know, they were saying, okay, so when we wrap it up, it would be great if you guys just, like, kind of ride off into the sunset.
Man, who thought that was a good idea? Who said that was okay? Like, someone at the news station said.
Ended up making national news out of this. If you want to go look up the story, it's on NBC2 is the name of the radio, the TV station, NBC-2.com. They're live and local.
Very local.
That's wild. Yeah.
I don't know. There have to be people in your life that would say, y'all don't need to go on TV looking like that. You know what I mean?
Damn.
And look, well, I'm no Zac Efron myself. I understand that. But still,
well,
you know, put on your best face. You know what I'm saying? You know they're coming over because there's no way that they say, we want to come do the story about this on the news, that you don't go, oh, my God, we're going to be on the news. We're vlogging on YouTube. So they're going to put us on the real TV.
Yeah, you know
that they're coming.
Let me give you an idea what NBC2 is all about. When you pull up their website right now, in three huge pictures across the front that says 550-pound gator takes a dip in Charlotte County family's pool.
Hell yeah.
That's the biggest news they've got right now.
Okay, well, then that goes in my bookmarks or whatever you call it. I'm going to that place every day now.
Did you hear there was a gator here in the area?
What?
No. Yeah, like last week.
What did you say?
You sound like
you're down in the swamps of Louisiana all of a sudden.
You don't want to get in the air.
Troy, you don't want to get in the air.
Oh my goodness.
Shoot him. Down there. What?
They shot that gator down there. He rolled eight or seven times.
Where was that gator down there?
Y'all ain't seen that gator.
Where was the gator?
Near Concord Airport. It was huge, too. That gator was a 4-foot gator. It's almost my size.
4-foot gator's not that
big. That's huge if you find it in Charlotte.
Don't golf courses around here have some gators? I know in South Carolina they're all over the place.
I don't know of any, but I'm not saying there couldn't. I don't know that much about it.
Alligator.
Yeah.
Is it alligator?
There was one yesterday. There was a
Vicky Valancourt.
There was a TikTok yesterday or Sunday. It was just the guy said, just an average morning in Tampa. And when he took his phone, he turned the corner and stuck it to the window of his door, the window right by the door. And there was just a huge alligator literally on the welcome mat of the house. He was like, we've called the cops.
Yeah.
Like, no kidding.
I couldn't live in a life like that.
What, were you going to dodge alligators going to work?
Right. Yeah. I can't do that.
I mean, if your car's in the garage, would you just go get in the car and would go ahead and leave?
Still. Just knowing that there's gators on my everyday work trip.
You couldn't call him out. Hey, I'm calling Animal Protection. I got to go. But there's an alligator on the front of my door. I got to be at work, though.
It just seems very scary.
You know, they can't, like, eat through a car. So you'd be safe in the car.
I guess.
You'd be all right.
But what if it won't move out of my way?
Run over it.
I'm not going to run over it. Maybe, because I do like gator tail. That shit is good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you're always chasing gator tail.
Yeah. Alexis, there was one time when I was a kid, my grandparents lived on Cross Lake in Shreveport, Louisiana. And we were sitting outside, and there was a turtle that was down by the bank. And they lived off the main, like in one of the channels off of this huge lake. And my grandfather said, watch this. And there was, you could see an alligator coming. And it was, I mean, we weren't close to it. But that turtle weighed out, and suddenly you heard, pow! And it sounded like a gun went off.
It ate the whole turtle?
Ooh, in a heartbeat.
Those teeth can go through a turtle shell?
Yeah, it sounded like a gun going off when it was crazy.
Yeah, and you think they can't eat through a car?
Then my grandpa said, watch this.
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and every loud noise in the rural South sounds like a gun going off.
That's true.
That's the comparison.
That's exactly what transpired.
Gun going off. I was like, holy shit, what's going on down here?
Yeah, I used to have a little boat. You'd cruise through there, and you'd see alligators up on the land and all.
Oh, my God, I'd be so scared.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lie. I'd be scared growing up in El Salvador, too. So it'd be about the same thing.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
What to do next? What to do next?
Well. So did anybody let Mr. Todd know that Alexis fixed the TV problem?
Yeah.
Did she fix the technical issues? Did he respond?
He said, I think it's a thumbs up.
Or was it laughing emoji?
It's like, no.
Like, no, seriously.
Or a voice memo.
He said, nope, hit a little heart.
Oh, cool.
Mr. Todd loved it.
He believes in me, that's why.
We got a Geek Squad member in here.
Mm-hmm.
Geek Squad!
Yup. Add to my repertoire. Barista / tech expert.
Tech whiz.
Barista.
Barista. Cat whisperer / cat therapist.
Child of the cosmos.
You're a cat therapist?
Yeah, I am. I give them therapy. Duh. Rob.
How do you give cats therapy? What do you do?
I talk to them and I tell them they're going to be adopted, and I get them used to being out with all the people, and I hug them until they start purring. I walk them around the room so they can see all the things.
Yeah.
Oh, they can't walk themselves around the room?
No, because they're too scared, Rob.
Okay. All right. My bad. I should have known.
Yeah, I will say this, Alexis. Rob does just jump on every little thing you say. Yeah.
Everything.
That's very true.
I hadn't all day until she was still mean to me.
You don't, TJ?
No.
Oh.
No. I don't, and nobody else. It's just Rob.
Yeah, it's just Rob.
Who does it. And he really does. Mm-hmm. Like, it's over the top.
It's too much.
Mm-hmm. The rest of us at least wait until you go to the bathroom or something before we just start really ragging on you.
I don't care. I hope you be saying some funny stuff.
We'll be like looking at the door. Oh, it's like, as soon as it goes click, we're like, oh, shit. It's crazy. What'd she just say? Crazy ass. What'd that tassel keeping girl say? Still got her high school graduation tassel on her rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna be the only one at the reunion with it.
It's green.
No, it's red and black.
Oh, I thought your school colors were green.
No.
No.
How would you know that?
I thought she went to Independence High School.
I didn't graduate from there.
Oh, this is like they still give you a tassel after you take your GED?
I didn't get a GED. I graduated. 3.8
so that's what we were
GPA,
thinking.
Thank you very much.
We were thinking that she graduated a long, long time ago, and it was silly that she still has her tassel. But she just got it a couple years ago at night school or something. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Where did you actually?
Huggins, don't even ask me.
I don't know if you're joking or not, because I know you bounced around.
But you did say you went to Independence High School in Charlotte, and their colors are green, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I thought that.
So where did you end up
having to go when they kicked you out of Independence?
Well, they didn't kick me out of Independence, but so I graduated homeschool. It was a program out in Pennsylvania, and they send you everything, so you take pictures and stuff.
That's cool.
And I graduated 6 months early, so I started taking classes at CP when I was still in high school. Yeah. All free.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a huge fan of homeschool.
Mm-hmm. So you get a tassel from homeschool?
Because they still want you to take pictures and stuff, Rob. Oh my God, I'm over it. I'm so over. Can your sciatica make you stay home forever, please?
You should get a tassel from home school.
God, graduated.
You get a tassel from home school? Shit. And then you got a tassel from home school. Damn.
Still a regular school.
That is
such an asshole.
I didn't know that.
Hey. I said you got your tassel from home school.
Unless you got a tassel from home school.
Yeah. Your mom made it.
You was a
hot glue gun and some string.
You was a cheerleader for your home school football team.
That's a fair question.
Homeschool. Her mama made that tassel out of some spaghetti.
Every time she goes home, it's a reunion.
Her tassel made of angel hair.
Oh, man.
I'm so
if I didn't know Rob was being such a dick to you, I would say that's a fair question.
God.
No, I think homeschooling's great, though.
Yeah, it's cool.
Angel hair pasta tassel or not. Big fan of that. Especially, what are you supposed to do when you get kicked out of public school? You got to do something.
Never got kicked out.
I left on my own.
Exactly. I quit. I said, y'all not firing me, bitches. Yeah. I quit.
I'm out this shit. I quit this shit.
I'm going home.
Rather this shit out.
Yeah.
My mama going to teach me.
She didn't even. I had to teach myself.
Self homeschooled.
I earned this task. I was a teacher and student.
Hell yeah. Exactly. Proud of that shit.
An honorary degree.
I ain't never taking this shit down.
They're going to bury me with this tassel.
Yeah.
She called her own name.
Graduation. Alexis.
Well, and every day with the roll.
Yeah. Present.
Alexis. Present.
I'm not trying to brag, but I had perfect attendance.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
She gave herself $25 for graduation gift.
Yeah.
In a pair of jumper cables.
Damn.
Rob roasted the shit out of
you. He can't even stand straight, but he's roasting me. What the hell?
I did it from my head was on the couch.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
ACE and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.